Blog Talk Radio.
Music. I watched the YouTube movie last night, and it was very interesting. And the thing that captured my attention was the title of the movie. It was called The Battle of Vienna. And guess when the Battle of Vienna was? In 1573. I'm pretty sure that's the date. And what it was the Ottoman Empire was going to invade Europe through Austria and then go down through Italy and turn St. Peter's into a mosque. And what caught my attention about the Battle of Vienna, it was an Italian movie. And there was only one American actor in it. He played a monk. And he's one of the actors that you see on Homeland. He's like the second in command of the CIA. So, let me jump to a tune, and I'll come right back.
Bye.
I need
Begin with do 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 do. Some begin with po 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 po.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
On the street corner by himself, and he's doing this little line. La 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 la, la 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 la. Another guy comes up, stands next to him, and he adds the same line a little bit higher. La 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 la, la 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 la. And that is how rock and roll began, or as we used to call it, rhythm and blues. But doo-wop sounds the best description.
Oh.
I'm looking for a tune that starts off with castanets. You got anything with castanets? And maybe a do-do-do-do. You got something like that? Do-do-do-do.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
You know what would be good right now? A real tight harmony where you can hardly hear the people in the background over the lead. You know, where you just barely can hear the bass. But you know that there's a group behind the lead singer. And the lead singer is asking a question like, is it any wonder? And something with a little Latin beat to it.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue?
your neighborhood, and she's very pretty, and she has beautiful eyes, and she has a nice smile, and you want to meet her, and you don't know how to go about it, you know, and you'd like to call her and talk to her, maybe walk her home. Who knows? Maybe you even want to marry her one day. You know what you need? You need a tune. Out, she broke your heart. She did you wrong. She betrayed a love so pure and strong. Well, I guess you'll have to cry like I cried.
Now you have me.
I guess it's time to move on and serve your country. So you can kill two birds with one stone. You can join to forget, like guys join the Foreign Legion. Or you can join to pay your dues and be an American. So you join the Navy, and the first thing they teach you is Morse code. And what's the thing that you do as soon as you learn Morse code? You start looking for another girl. And that's when a new beat comes in. Next tune is dedicated to that 1% that serves a country that has no idea what's going on. We're 12 years into World War III, and it's getting hotter every day. And these guys are out there in Afghanistan and in Iraq and Djibouti and wherever God is going to send them next and wherever Obama is going to abandon them like a Benghazi. But out there, they're hoping that they're going to come back in one piece, and 47,000 of them have come back missing a body part. And I dedicate this next tune to all the wounded, both mentally and physically. And I wish you God's great reward on this earth and in the next life. So this is the reason that you came home.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl waiting for me. Cross all the river, beyond every cloud, she's fast to wind, blowing loud. Over the mountain, a girl
got to give you the message of the day. And it's a heavy one. We're in trouble. We're losing our country. Our children are brainwashed in communist cucumber schools. And very soon you're going to see the real effect of it. And it's been going on for 40 years. When the wall came down in Berlin, it only allowed the communists to infiltrate at a greater pace the United States. Our wall came down also, and we are now overrun. And we're overrun with people that hate this country, and many of them are Americans. And they have elected a tyrant. And the party of death is their party. 4,700 American babies are going to be slaughtered today, tomorrow, and every day of the week until they reach the annual total of 1,200,000. I just saw a picture of a six-month-old baby that was aborted. I named her Linda Mujer because she will never grow up to be a beautiful woman. And she is dead, and she looks like she's sleeping. And she's sleeping like a baby. And all her body parts are intact. She is completely developed at 6 months. And she, you wouldn't believe it if you saw the picture. Her hair on her head. She has already inches of hair on her head. And her body is red, like it was scalded or attacked chemically. And she's a little girl, and she's 6 months old, and nobody wanted her. So I named her Linda Mujer. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 American kids a day. I call them Planned Slaughterhood. They kill 700 Latino niños. They kill 1,100 black babies. They kill 1,200 white babies. The Nazis, at their peak, couldn't keep up that death count. And these are all babies. They got a guy in Baltimore that they're going to charge with murder, and he's responsible for that little Spanish girl that is on the table. Completely formed. And he murdered her. He executed her according to government regulations. We're in trouble. There's two things we're doing that. And the three D's, I'll tell you what the three D's that destroyed his country: Democrats, divorce, and drugs. And that's the other thing that's killing us. Everybody is promoting weed. Weed is going to be the answer. We're going to legalize it, and we're going to have no prosecution for drug addicts. One out of five Americans is a junkie right now. And anybody who ever OD'd started with weed. But they're telling you it's like candy. You're a sucker. If you do weed, you're asking for trouble. And think about this. Every time you smoke a joint, you kill a Mexican. Do you see how many Mexicans? They say it's between 40 and 60. I think it's 70,000 Mexicans have been murdered just so America can get high. Why do you think the Latinos hate the Americans? Because they're killing their children. These Mexicans and these Colombians, they're working for a dollar a day to keep America high. And it's got a, and there's a death toll. There isn't a family that's going to get off the hook. Every family is going to be in, is going to be affected by a drug problem. And the druggies are the worst. And did you know that when they do DWI checks in the motor vehicles, that they don't test for drugs? They only test for alcohol. So you can take the whatever the stats are on DWI and double them. And every family, the children will not outlive their parents. So we're losing on many fronts. We're losing on the drug front, the abortion front. I mean, 4,700 American babies a day. And you know how that's a total of 1,200,000. Do you know how many legal immigrants come into this country every year? 1,200,000. And they tell you there's only 11 million in hiding, but I'll bet you it's more like 30 million. It is really sad. Americans are killing Latin Americans with their drug habit. And of course, you got a government that now wants it to make it legal because they want to tax it, and they're going to make more money on your misery. And then you, as a taxpayer, are going to pay for all the rehab shops. So we're already paying for chop shops to kill kids, and now and we're already paying for rehab shops. And we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. 1% of the nation is all that fights for it. If 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie, that's 20% of the nation that can't fight for it when the time comes. You got a government that's too big and wastes money every day like a junkie. But I'm telling you, beware what's happening in your schools and your education system. Mothers, you're turning over your children to the state, and your children one day will not recognize you as a legal parent. It's everything that you ever, every nightmare that you ever dreamt about, the state, the communist state, is happening right here in the United States. And you don't know it. You haven't got the message yet. And when you do get the message, it's going to be too late. So, and patriotism is gone. Stalin said the 3 ingredients that made America were patriotism, spirituality, and morality. In my church today, a young girl got up and said, they're about to do things in the schools you wouldn't believe. They're promoting the morning after pill and not telling your parents that you're knocked up. So, you see what's happening in this country? We're all following the Pied Piper, and the Pied Piper is smoking dope and leading us into hell. We made our own music, we produced our own goods, and we didn't borrow money from China. If you told your grandfather that you were going to borrow money from China, he'd beat you to death. Let me give you a tune back to the 50s when we made our own stuff, and we made our own music, we produced our own goods, and we were truly American. Who watered us down and destroyed us? Who hurt us the most? Why are we not the United States anymore? Who divided us? Who split us up? Instead of giving you a tune back to the 50s, I'm going to dedicate this to the 1% who give their lives for this country, while 99% could care less. And I'm going to dedicate this to Linda Mujer, that little girl, 6 pounds, who was butchered in a chop shop. And we'll never see a prom. We'll never see a corsage. Who could do that? You wouldn't do it to a dog. It is sad. So this is for Linda Mujer.
Okay, we're back. And I started to tell you, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. I picked up a family member, and they had been to the 911 memorial today. And one of the two that went got real depressed, so they had to cut it short. And I have often said that I had wished that the families who lost daughters that were pregnant, there was 200 mothers that were with child and died, that they had named, the families had named the babies and put them on the monument wall, you know, so-and-so and her daughter or her son or little Michael or whatever, you know. And I thought that they didn't get any recognition at all, but they at least, next to the mother's name, they have an unborn child. It's too bad they couldn't have named them. Because I don't like this unborn label. They're not unborn. They're born. They're alive and kicking. They just happen to be hanging out in a different neighborhood. So, then I started to tell you about the movie that I watched about the Battle of Vienna. And we were down in the Caribbean on sitting in an airport, and we struck up a conversation with a guy who was from northern Italy, I think. And he said his ancestors had fought at the Battle of Vienna. You know, and I can't go back that far. I can only go back to the Battle of Ryan's Pub. But I didn't know much about the Battle of Vienna, but apparently the Ottoman Turks, they were sweeping all over the world. And in 1573, they laid siege to Vienna, Austria. They called it the Golden Apple. And guess what day they began the siege of Vienna? Ready for this? 9-1-1. You don't think that Bin Laden, it was date-oriented, do you? But the end result was the Polish military came and saved the day. And the Grand Wazir of the Ottoman Empire lost the battle. And his reward was he was strangled in front of his men. And his son, his little son, was made to watch. These are not nice people. And they don't change. They don't change. So what happened today in the Congress? The guy that was going to be the next Speaker of the House, he dropped out. And the rumor is he's playing hanky-panky with another congresswoman, both from the Republican Party. You see how this dead Democrat bad example spills over into the innocent and law-abiding Republicans? Yeah, you know what we could do? We could flush the entire toilet and get new paper and start all over again, and we'd be ahead of the game. Get everybody, just change them like bad underwear. And I heard Savage go nuts the other night that he was calling to shut down the entire country. Shut down the government, shut it all down. But we got too much government, and the smaller the government, the safer the people. Okay. I don't know what I missed because I had to run out. But we'll see if we can do. We got about 9 minutes left. We'll do a little tune. Here's a nice catchy French tune. And the lady's name is Alida.
Viens, mais ne viens pas quand conversation, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Okay, we're back. You know we're in big trouble, right? You know that the military is being demoralized constantly and it's now being revealed that women cannot become rangers and special forces. And they're trying to make it happen. And what they're doing is they're reducing the size of the packs and the size of the obstacles. And this is ridiculous. And Obama has made it his life's work to destroy the American military. And he's not doing it alone. He's got the help of the Communist Party. I'm sure there's a lot of jokes right now in the Russian military about what they could do to the Americans. And a lot of good guys are not joining because they see what happens to good guys. There are 10 guys who are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth, and their families and their little children were sentenced to 20 years of poverty and shame, and nobody even talks about them. Obama's letting criminals out of prison, but he won't let the GIs that he put in prison out. Well, tonight's story is the U.S. Navy is teaching members to combat male privilege. Yeah, we're going to meet the enemy on the battlefield. You better start watching World War II movies so you can see what real men used to look like. And they're not bulked up. They're all skinnies. They're all skinnies. The United States Navy's Bureau of Medicine and Surgery has issued a warning about male privilege and is teaching ways to combat it. Yeah, we don't fight the enemy anymore. We fight male privilege. The agency has issued two charts. They have a chart, the Power and Control Wheel and the Equality Wheel. It's in a new document on the Navy's website. And they have, in the wheel, they have physical violence, sexual, and then they have little pie charts using coercion and threats, using intimidation, using emotional abuse, using isolation, minimizing and denying and blaming, using children, using male privilege. So this is what we're fighting in the military today. There's nothing else happening. There's nothing else around. It is really. And the wheel lists common phrases victims use when describing their abuse, which includes male privilege. Treating her list a servant, making all the big decisions, acting like the master of the castle. What do you mean? You're not supposed to be these things. Being the one to define men and women's roles. I never define the women's roles. I leave them to do whatever they're going to do because they're doing 75% of the work anyway. So why rock the vote? And the narrative document lists these stereotypical examples of male privilege. He refuses to pick up milk on his way home because it's women's work. Who else picks up the milk? Supermarket. My wife won't let me go to a supermarket. Last time I went to a supermarket, I spent $500. Yeah. For stuff that she usually spends 80 for. That was my last trip to the supermarket. Yeah. And you want to hear, here's a lady named Colleen, and she's commenting. She says, are you kidding me? Doesn't the U.S. Navy have anything better to teach? For instance, maneuvers to protect our sovereign country. Yeah, the Russians have come close on four sides of the United States. And now we're talking about we're going to show off our power to the Chinese who are building islands to get closer to the Philippines. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. And this guy's got 16 months left on the accelerated program to destroy the United States. It is really bad. Absolutely really bad. We're all going to be hiding out in Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. And to be with some of my friends, maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. Gonna take away this hurting.
Here's an article on a Tea Party Command Center blogspot. Susan Rice, they're quoting Susan Rice. You know who she is. She's the one that covered up the murder of Americans in Benghazi and blamed it on some poor guy that's still rotting in jail. Some urchin, some poor, helpless guy. Susan Rice says, Netanyahu did everything but use the N-word to describe Obama. Even played a race card on Netanyahu. Politico magazine published an excerpt from Ambassador Dennis Ross' latest book, Doomed to Succeed, The U.S.-Israeli Relationship from Truman to Obama, which highlighted how President Obama succeeded with the Iran deal at the expense of the two allies' relationship. According to Ross, National Security Advisor Susan Rice told the National Director of the Anti-Defamation League, Abe Foxman. Ask Mike Savage what he thinks about Abe Foxman. Mike Savage calls him a professional Jew. I could never say that. I'm not Jewish. Mike Savage is Jewish, and that's how he looks at Abe Foxman. That in reacting to the deal, which Israel knew little about, Netanyahu did everything but use the N-word in describing the president. In his book, Ross argues, it didn't have to play out that way. I'm going to tell you something. From what I see of Netanyahu and a Jewish people, if they were going to say something derogatory about President Obama, they would not say it in English. From the outset of his presidency, Obama was focused on establishing what became known as a dual-track approach to Iran and its nuclear program. My friends, 40 senators voted to nuke the United States and help Iran do it. They're all traitors, and I have their names on a list of the voting list. I've got the entire voting list for who sold us out. And there were 40 Judases. Engagement put pressure on the Iranians in two ways. First, talking to the United States created deep fissures in the Iranian elite. Second, if the Iranians balked at dealing directly with us, it made it far easier for us to mobilize sanctions against them. The hope was to alter Iran's behavior through negotiations. You ain't going to out-negotiate these people. They play backgammon. We play checkers. Yeah. It used to be, I got two guys fighting over who's saying. Savage is claiming somebody stole his saying, and the originator of the saying is saying that Savage stole his saying. So, and the saying was, you know, we're playing checkers and they're playing chess. And two guys have laid claim to the title. So rather than get caught in a controversy, I say they're playing backgammon and we're playing checkers. So here's a comment. If the shoe fits, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's a duck. Another guy says, same old play, call him racist again, again, and again. Blame Bush, racist, racist. Did she see that on a video? Susan Rice did everything but call the American people stupid. It's time. It's too bad that Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League are being run by the Democrat Party. Abe Foxman should look out for the people of Israel. It's time to turn the tables on these race baiters and call them what they really are. First off, you got to remember, Obama made a comment that it's genetic, that racism is genetic in all white people. And never forget, he's half white, so he's a racist too. Race mongers, let the American, and you want to know something? Races come in all colors. And you ask a real dark black man if he's ever been discriminated against by light-skinned black men. You know, when they beat the dark-skinned blacks in Cuban prisons, they call them the N-word. she is an unelected troublemaker. She has blood on her dirty hands and was in government during Clinton's presidency. She's a lying piece of crap. This is a problem in our government. Powerful, unelected, never fired bureaucrats. Cheryl Mills, Sid Blumenthal, the list is long and wide. They're not on Obamacare either. Government, the only game in town. That's why I say, flush the toilet. Get rid of everybody. Sorry, I know you're a good guy, but you got to go. Your time is up. You served your term. From now on, it's one term per termite. Out, out, go. Wave goodbye. Say goodbye. What leverage? The only leverage is on Iran's side. In fact, everything about this deal is on Iran's side. Don't call it a deal. Don't. It's a betrayal. And Americans are going to die because of it. We're going to leave our grandchildren more than just a debt. We're going to leave them death also. Like, oh, Susie is so credible. She's been lying her entire political career. And she took one fall for O and was kicked up to a better job. Wonder what the payoff will be for this one. It is sad. It is really sad. Okay. You know what we'll do? We'll do a little a blue moon because we're all feeling blue.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 dip. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer.
Bomb, bomb, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon.
Okay, we're going to close with a Brazilian soft shoe, and we will meet again when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow.